KABB.
KFABOT mobile and listening.
Station KFAS. Station KFAS, copy. W8FU.
That's me screwing around with my ground wire.
Roger. And I am pulling into the clinic. I have to get my blood drawn. I got a call from my pharmacist, doctor, I don't know what she is. She calls me and checks up on me, and she says, "Oh, I thought you'd have had your A1C before we talked." And I'm like, "Was I supposed to do that?" She goes, "Yeah." She goes, "We'll get it when you can." I go, "You know what? I haven't eaten a thing. If the order's in, I'll go right now." So that's where I am.
Oh, very good. Yeah, my cholesterol is creeping up, and they want to put me on cholesterol medicine, which I really don't need any more medicine that makes me feel ugh. So I'm fighting it.
Yeah, I'll bet. All right, I just parked. I'm going to run and get my blood drawn. I'll be back out here in 15 minutes or so, hopefully. W8FU.
And 8KBB.
All righty then.
Welcome to Monday.
Please remain working until the week comes to a complete stop.
Yep, I'm the emergency tech for the next week and a half.
Well, don't have any emergencies. Or do, depending on your thoughts on it.
Bring me the money.
Yeah, What's really good is when the emergencies aren't the really, really bad kind. So you get the money and it's not too bad. I've had those weeks. Now, do you get paid just to be on call? We get paid 2 hours straight time per work week day and 4 hours on holidays and weekends.
I get 4.5 hours overtime for being on call, and then I get 3 hours also at 7.5 for each run that I do. Unless I'm out and there's like 3 continuous ones and I just get paid for the time that I'm out. But if I clear out of a run and then start traveling back to my home and they call me again, then I get another 3 hours.
Right, right. Yeah, we're a little different. That's a pretty common model. Yeah, like you said, we get the standby every day, and every day we get some, whether it's 2 or 4 hours. But we don't get any minimum. We are portal to portal, though, so, but there's no minimum, and because you're getting paid the standby money. So it's not bad. You know, it's like 18 hours the weeks you got to pull, it's like 18, unless there's a holiday mixed in there and you can get a few more, but works out pretty good. It's just I'm not entitled anymore. They said, none for you.
That's because you're a manager and your salary.
Details. Then again, I don't go out on calls, so there's that.
Well, how many guys you got working in that office? I know there's you, and then there's Paul. Who else is in there?
That is 5 techs total. And an open spot that I don't know if they're going to fill. And an installer.
Yeah, your office sounds like my office. I think we got maybe 6 techs for service and probably about 10 for install. I might be thinking high. I'm going to say 20 total between install and service. But I'm a tech specialist, so I only do one thing.
Yep. No, that's everybody's got their model that works for them. It's a little different for us. You know, it's like but I got I got 5 guys, but only 4 are rotating call now. So but they like the money. Especially like it when they don't get called out and they just get to collect beyond the standby. They really like that. Don't know why. Anyhow, what now? I just had blood drawn. I think I'll go get breakfast because I had to. It was a fasting blood draw.
Are you close to SPS? Are you like Sherman Heights area, Utica area?
I am on Mound Road coming up to Chicago. Just kind of looking at my options.
Like tanks on Hall or on Van Dyke, just south of Hall on the west side. There is a restaurant there called Sterling American Grill. My younger brother works there, and he makes the best eggs.
I'll have to keep that in mind. I'm coming down to this now. This whole area here from 13 to 12. On Mound, is all sorts of stuff has popped up. It's become quite a little hotbed. I don't know that there's any restaurants. Well, there's a Leo's Coney Island, I think. But there's all sorts of things have opened up in this strip. When I was a kid, I lived in this subdivision immediately west of Mound between 12 and 13. And the area that's all built up now was just the big woods that we played in. Now it's residential and strip malls and all that good stuff. Ah, progress.
Well, it's the same with Dixon and Gratiot where I grew up in Clinton Township. I lived down the street there from that Tropicana restaurant at Schaefer and Gratiot. I lived in on Katzman. I went to the elementary school Price Drive. I went to Clintonville School. Yay! KGL Cujo.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, you know, all everywhere where there's woods, you know, it's only a matter of time, and then they, you know, then they put up more houses, right? That's what they do with vacant land. But this one remained all through the years I was a youth, and quite a few years after, because it belonged to General Motors. It was their property, and they, so nobody could build on it. And then they. Then they finally just said, you know what, we're not going to be doing anything with it, so they sold it and developed it. But now I've gone south. Go eyeball, there's my tower. It's still flashing. That's the only one of my only lit ones. Maybe I'll go to the Ryan Grill. That's a good place.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out when I'm in the area. Where do you guys go on Saturday now? One minute I hear that you're at one place, the next minute I hear that you're over at Ramsport now. You guys swap around, and are you following a local dress, I take it?
No, not really. The place that we were going to, there was a big storm earlier this year, and they lost their ground to the building, and it just blew up all their equipment. So they've been closed ever since. They've got to get the electrical all redone and insurance claims, and it blew out all sorts of appliances, and they lost food. And they've been closed ever since. It's been months now. And the sign on the wall still says, you know, oh, we miss you. We'll be coming back soon. But it's like no sign of, you know, that happening at all. So I don't know. And we tried a couple of different places, and there was one. It was up at 14 in DeQuinter, but it was really, really cramped, and there wasn't enough room. They couldn't even seat a small crowd. They couldn't even seat together. So we found this Ramshorn right around the corner, and that place got a great big room with great big tables, and they have no problem seeing. As a matter of fact, we had that place completely packed. We almost had the whole room, and they always had room for us. So that's been working out. The Ramshorn right around the corner on DeQuinter has been a pretty good alternative. In fact, it's so good, I wonder if anybody's going to want to go back. Maybe we'll alternate.
That's a good thought. Alternate between the two, especially if you have good service on both locations and good waitresses. You know, bouncing back between the two is a decent idea. I haven't been able to get up. It's enough time to go over there. And plus, living up in Memphis, it takes me a while.
Yeah, it's if you got Saturday morning, you're available. It's a pretty good time. Getting a lot of people showing up now, so. Especially with the weather cooling off here, I think we had a really, really big crowd this Saturday. So probably the weather getting a little iffy. All right, I'm just pulling up here at the Ryan Grill. I'm going to run inside and see what's cooking. I'm sure what's cooking is whatever I tell them to cook. After yours, W8FU.
Get the farmer's omelet. Tell me how it is. W-N-G-A. K-T-K-T-O. Cujo out.
KRD Mobile.
show. It's already afternoon. 3 hours of sleep is all I got. Half the day's gone. And it's Monday. W8RCY.
KF8BOT mobile listening.
NHAPP.
What's that, Don?
KPP.
Hey, Don. Hey, HTV.
Hello.
What's going on this morning?
Not much. Heading towards the doctor's office to get a blood test. Nothing big. And I gotta go back to the office. How about you?
Working on the house.
Getting much done.
Just switched repeaters.
I got a phone call. I'll call you back. That ain't KPP.
And it's HTV. I guess that wasn't done.
W-A-T-A-P. W-A-R-C-Y.
W8RCY is clear.
This is W4OEQ in Athens, Georgia. Anybody around? W4OEQ. This is W4OEQ, W4 Oscar Echo, Quebec. Monitoring, anybody around?
Yeah, there's activity somewhere, KCKGO.
This is W4OEQ in Athens, Georgia. Didn't quite catch the call sound there, go ahead.
Call sign is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. KCKJO. Name is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike.
Yeah, very good. My name is also Tom, and I'm located in Athens, Georgia. Where are you located? Go ahead.
I am located in Detroit, Michigan, mobile at the time, coming off of the Warren, Michigan tower for FBI club there, Flying Guys International repeaters.
Ah, very good. I lived in Michigan many years. Ypsilanti, and also in the Lansing area, and went to graduate school at Wayne State University in many good years in Michigan. Go ahead.
Sorry, you had Michigan now, or I thought you said you were in Athens, Georgia, right? You're coming to I'll start.
I live in Athens, Georgia now. Athens, Georgia, east of Atlanta, in a retirement community. And that's why I'm using this particular EchoLink technique. We're on lockdown here because of COVID, so I can't go outside and hook up my antenna. So EchoLink is my only means of using ham radio at the moment. except for my handheld. I guess I could use that. Back to you.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, maybe your weather's a lot better than it is up here. It's like a nice, cool 60 degrees. And all the leaves are falling off the trees, so, must be getting close to winter.
Well, we lived in Michigan for many years and enjoyed it very much. Went from Michigan to Florida and lived there for many years. And went from Florida to Tennessee, lived there many years. And now we ended up here in retirement community in Georgia because that's where two of our children live. So we're here in Athens, Georgia now in a assisted living facility, and it's a little bit difficult to maintain the ham radio hobby when you're living in an assisted living facility. W4OQ, back to you.
Oh, I can totally understand that. And when you're on lockdown because of restrictions down there, it makes it even more difficult.
Yeah, that's right. We're on lockdown and cannot leave our apartment. And they bring food to us 3 times a day. We must not leave the apartment. And I guess I could, if I had an emergency, put on my mask and go. I think I'm allowed to go to the mailbox as long as I wear my mask. But they really want us to stay in the apartment. When you're in a community like this with nothing but old people, and some of them very frail, you don't want COVID to be messing around. I had COVID once a year ago at a different retirement facility, and it didn't bother me very much, so I survived it. Thank you.
Oh, I totally understand. I had it in early 2020 before COVID was actually COVID. Back then they called it H1N1 or the influenza A. Put me in the hospital for a week. Thank goodness the antibiotics and the steroids all took care of it. So I totally understand not being able to move around or, hey, you want to protect the health of others. So I understand that. KKKKO.
Yeah, a place like this, you got to do what you can to protect yourself and protect other people. This facility has one wing that is for people who are really bedridden and can't leave their apartment. We are in an independent wing, and we have a car, and we could get in the car and go somewhere, except now we're in lockdown because of COVID. We're not going anywhere. We're locked into our apartment, and they bring food to us, and that will last for today and tomorrow, I think, and then they'll decide the next day whether or not we can be allowed out of our apartment. So in the meantime, we tolerate it. Thank goodness I've got Echolink. I do have a ham radio station here with an outside antenna, but it's on a tripod. Of course, I can't go out there and install it. I have to wait until I got permission to leave the apartment. But when things are good, I put my ham stick antenna out there on a tripod and use HF in the usual way. W4OAQ, back to you.
As the old saying goes, better safe than sorry. I would take it as a hint to be cautious, especially being in an independent living facility with those of a more mature age and more frail health.
That's right. 74 AQ. Well, I'm 83 years old, and we moved here before there was a crisis. We wanted to get settled and be in a place where we could move from one level of care to another level of care as needed. So I'm in good health and, still have a car and I can drive my car. But right at the moment, as I said, we're in complete lockdown. and nobody goes anywhere, and the meals are brought to us, and that's the way it should be. I have to wear a mask if I step outside the apartment. I can put on my mask and go down to the mailbox and check my mail, but that's about all I can do. W4OEQ Friday.
Well, let's just hope it isn't for an extended period, and it's only temporary. How long have you guys been on lockdown for?
Well, it's only been, this is day two, day number two, and they say we'll be on lockdown tomorrow, and then they'll reevaluate the situation. I imagine that the state and national health officials have a lot to say about what goes on in a place like this. They want to prevent any kind of danger to the more frail people who are here. My wife and I are not in that condition. We're independent and are in good health. But we moved here before there was a crisis so that we would be settled and not have to move again in the middle of some kind of a health crisis. So I'm glad we made the move. We've got a two-bedroom apartment, and I've got an outside window here. I can run a feed line out the window and put up a ham stick antenna on a tripod outside my window and work HF in the usual way. But right at the moment, as I said, we're in lockdown, so I can't go do that. Echolink is and 2 meters are my only two outlets at this moment. W4OEQ.
Well, just looking at the good side is that you make communications outside with Echolink. I love Echolink when I can't use my mobile or my HD in the area that I'm in, so it makes it all the more beneficial to me.
Yeah, Roger. Well, in times past when I had my independent house, of course, I had big antennas and a big station, ran a kilowatt and all that kind of stuff. But now I don't do that. Fortunately, I found out that I can use my hamstick antenna HF running the Yaesu transmitter, and I run it about 50 or 60 watts, primarily on digital, and don't have any problems with it. It does not interfere with the communications in the building, and that's a good thing. It does not provide any interference with television or telephone or anything like that. But I do have to go outside and put the antenna up and put the antenna down. I can't leave it setting up or during the night or somebody will steal it. W4OEQ Friday.
KKKGO. Have you ever thought of, you have internet there in the apartment?
Oh, yeah. I've got internet. I'm talking to you on Echolink right now with the internet. And I have full internet capability and also have 2 meter capability. Go ahead.
I know there's another form. It's called Hams over IP. It uses a what they call a voice over IP telephone or technology. And there you can dial into an All-Star link and talk on the East Coast Reflector or talk to individual hams on the phone list that's listed. I was looking at getting into that sometime soon.
Tell me again what that's called, please.
It's called Hams over IP. Hams over IP. And I can't think of the website that it's under. But if you Google Hams over IP, it will take you to the website, and it will tell you all about it. You just try to just sign up for basically a telephone number, but it's a radio ID number. And if you have a POE, a power over Ethernet switch, you can purchase them, you know, at any computer store, and then you connect up a digital phone, or a we call it a VoIP, voice over IP phone, and then you get a telephone number, and then it gives you instructions on how to hit pound, and then put in an ID number, and you can talk to other hams through that way too, through the internet.
No, very good. I'll have to look into that. I'm going to sign clear with you. I need a cup of coffee to clear up my throat here. But appreciate you coming back to me and giving me a shout. I used to live in Ohio and lived in Michigan a number of years. And then I got a job in Florida, moved there. After living down there for a number of years, moved back to Tennessee, then moved to Athens, Georgia for retirement. We have two children that live here, and that's fortunate. They keep an eye on me. One is a medic. W4OEQ is clear with you. Thanks a lot.
Sonia, thank you, sir. It was great chatting with you. This is KCO, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet, Oscar. Could you all?
NHKBP.
This is W4 Oscar Echo Quebec, W4 OEQ monitoring. Anybody around?
KE8BFI. Did you copy, Greg? KZ8Z. Oh, nothing heard from KE8BFI. Well, if anybody else hears him later on, wish him a happy birthday. It's today. KZ8Z. Mobile.
Didn't he just have a birthday last year?
I think he did, but he's greedy like that. He likes one every single year.
All right.
Don't you want to forget about your birthdays after a certain age? Be like, it's coming up.
I always like a birthday. It's, better than the alternative of not having one, because that's room temp. No, I'd like to see my birthdays.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I just turned 55 in October, so still haven't got my free coffee from Tim Hortons yet. KTO.
Ah, well done. Happy double nickel. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I spend it at home on medical. Because a week prior to that, I had neck surgery, so I just got to sit at home and do nothing and be comfort.
That sounds like the way you should spend a birthday. I like it. Did you have a little bell next to you that you could ring and things would show up?
No, my health isn't that big. I just sat there, turned my head and my neck brace with my whole body and said, honey, can I get a snack? I can't move. And then all of a sudden, shoop, here comes some fruit snacks. So, yeah, I enjoyed my birthday.
That's awesome. Well, now that we're talking, maybe Greg is listening. KE8VSI, happy birthday. Easy. 7-3 back at you.
KZ8Z, KE8VFI.
Oh, there's the birthday boy. We were just talking about you. Everyone was talking about you.
Oh, really? I was just walking by my radio, and the volume was really low, and I heard Sean yelling my name on the Who Cares Hub, and he said you were here looking for me, so here I am.
Yeah, I know I texted you, but I just wanted to say happy birthday on the radio. And then I told everybody else, if they heard you, to wish you happy birthday. Sean said, didn't he just have one last year? And I had mentioned how greedy you are, because you like to have one every year. Because not having one is not good. So happy birthday. And now I'll pause, and everyone else can come in and wish KE8BSI a happy birthday. Let's see how this goes.
Happy birthday, old fart.
Happy birthday.
All righty, well, thanks, everybody. That's awful nice. I can't believe I fell for it.
Another can of Red Bull.
No Red Bull for me.
Better than a bottle of Geritol.
It's Missy Jenkins from Armada, Michigan, riding on the Palomino on the barrel races.
Well, I would say we should all double and sing you happy birthday, everybody at the same time, but that's going to get out of control, so that's just a silly idea. Anyway, Greg, happy birthday, man. Go back to your regularly scheduled broadcast.
Happy birthday.
Cheers, KZHC.
Go back to your Red Bull.
All righty, very good. Well, thanks for the shout-out, you and everybody.
Happy birthday.
Radio check.
The other Dave always sounds like he drank 3 cans of Red Bull when he gets on the radio.
Huh, what does that sound like? I don't know.
Like someone who's really hyped up on Red Bull.
Like a bunch of new PMRSers hyped up on Red Bull there for a second. I had to check my radio. Greg, happy birthday. W8RCY.
Oh no, sad ham.
All righty, yeah, thank you. And yeah, it did get a little crazy for a minute. I guess these things happen. KE8VSI.
Hello, Donald. This is W8EAP doing a little agitation here.
Yeah, I sent you an email today. I got the package in the mail. It came Saturday, but I didn't get to it until today. And, I'm good for a while, and I left you a nice little message there in the email. And, of course, as always, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I'm working on some other labels, too. The Bofang labels are getting pretty popular, too. That way, if someone finds a Motorola with a Bofang label, they'll just leave it alone. They won't grab it. So it could be used, the opposite effect.
Well, I did send you that picture of a XPR 7550E, and the screen said Bofang on it instead of the usual Motorola stuff when you power it up. I don't know if you got it or not, but that was pretty funny. If not, I can find it and send it to you again. And if we're switching, Bofangs to Motorola's, we might as well switch Motorola's to Bofangs.
Roger on that. That was a good Photoshop, too, by the way, whoever did it.
Anyhow, I got to get back to work. I got a few more things here before I close up shop. So, again, happy birthday, Greg. And talk to everybody in a bit. W-8-E-A-P.
I'll wrap it up. It's go time. K-E-8-B-S-I.
You guys are all lucky. I've got 45 minutes left to work before I can even drive home. K-C-K-O.
Hey, that's a long day. Well, you're getting there. You're in the last hour.
Yep, just killing time hanging in Auburn Hills, and then I'm going to make myself northwest.
Roger.
Happy birthday, Greg. KCKGO, Cujo out.
Thank you.
NADDF Mobile.
KFKS.
You out and about, or are you on the node?
I'm on the radio listening.
I was going to say, aside from the annoying noise coming out of my defective speaker, you sound really good.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, if you replaced it with you said it was $11 speaker. I thought you replaced it by now.
If I had it, I would have. I'm hoping they ship it soon. They took my credit card information. I got the confirmation of, like, the order form thing. So, but my credit card hasn't been charged. So if I don't get charged today, I'll call them tomorrow and say, can I get an ETA, please? Because not that I use this thing that much, because my hours of being on the air are kind of outside of where everyone else is on the air. But, yeah, it's annoying to even monitor.
Yeah, I'm sort of back to normal now. I mean, at least I got my office set up, and I've got the little radio node here is in the corner. So when I'm in my office, I can monitor again. But I don't actually have a proper radio set up quite yet. So that'll be coming soon. I'm just waiting for Mezzopoloni or whatever to ship me my connectors. I guess I got stuck in customs or whatever.
Oh, you're using the good stuff.
Yeah, I got two SO239. Oh, well, actually, what did I do? I ordered like four. I can't remember if I ordered four or six of the SO239s, and I've got a bunch of the other side, PL259. So what I'm going to do is put two socket ends, one outside, one will be outside, and then of the conduit, and then maybe one will be downstairs at the other end of the conduit, and that way I can, hook up whatever antenna I want outside, and I'm just going to have them go into the AT&T junction box or whatever, and then I want to be able to split it, so if I want to use the radio downstairs, I can, or if I want to use it up in my office, that's why I wanted to put SO239 on both sides.
No, I think that's a good idea. That's been my dilemma. I was thinking about that the other day, actually. It's like, I buy an HF rig, it's the middle of winter, well, soon to be, so it's not like I'm going to go sit in the yard and play with it, and then I don't have anything ran in the house, so it's like, do I put it in the basement or my office? So that's actually a good idea, because then you have a couple options depending on how you want to operate and where.
Yeah, if you have some way to make a conduit that goes outside and then you, like, seal it with silicone, you just put, like, two cables out, through the conduit. That's all I'm going to do is put two that's like the UltraFlex 7, I think, is what I'm going to use, or what I bought. Do that. I mean, I got this idea because I watched the guy put the AT&T fiber into the conduit. It's like, it's so thin compared to coax, then conduit. It's like half inch or maybe even 3/4 inch diameter. Like there's plenty of room for two coax cables. Obviously, you know, I could put the connector through it. So what I'll probably do is solder the one end and then run the coax into the house, and then I'll solder the other end. That way I don't have to solder outside.
Yeah, and you don't have to worry about interference or noise or anything coming out of that fiber either, which is sweet. I forgot, you said you bought a bunch of soldering stuff. Have you messed with it at all?
Yeah, I just bought that little cheap kit that Eric recommended I buy. It's good enough. It's probably not the best, but it'll do the job. Of course, I don't know where it is. I know it's in one of my boxes, probably labeled miscellaneous.
I feel your pain, man. Every time something I haven't used in a while, and it's like, you get this feeling of, oh, crap, I have no idea where to start. So I'm 3 months, coming up on 3 months into this, and I still don't know where a lot of my stuff's at. So good luck.
Yeah, fortunately, it's only like, I only maybe have 10 boxes at the most. Some of them are labeled ham, so I don't think the soldering stuff is in the ham boxes, though. But I'll find it. It hasn't been a priority because, you know, we haven't even been here 2 weeks yet. So, it's like, but I at least got my office set up. It's not quite the way I'd like it. I mean, it's still kind of a mess, but I can work now, and that was the goal. And then my wife's going crazy putting furniture together. We're going to have about 15 to 20 bags that we're going to put out of our curb tonight, and I'm hoping they take it all tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sure they will. They're pretty good about taking everything. But, good. I'm glad you're getting settled in. Glad you're able to work. I forgot about that you work from home. So that was, that's a huge huge component of things I need to get set up immediately.
Yep, I'm finding that one 32-inch monitor is good enough. I was putting two on my desk. It just feels awkward because they're just huge. So all I'm doing is I'm using one 32-inch monitor, and I put it in like 2560 by 1440 effective mode. You know, it's pixel doubled because of the Mac, but it's got a lot. You know, because it's a bigger screen, you can shrink the fonts a little bit more and get more real estate. Normally it would be like 1920 by 1080 with the pixel double, or, you know, effectively. And putting it in 4K completely—that's too—it's still too small, 32 inches. But I can do at least one or two sizes up from 1920.
That's all I ended up doing was one 32-inch. I miss having the extra ones, but like when I'm at home, I mean I don't know how, you know, your workflow is obviously different than my workflow, but at work I could get by with six, but at home one with a laptop is usually sufficient enough.
Yeah, just being able to either have two web browsers side by side or side by side, or chat window in the corner somewhere, you know, that's all I really need. I try to ignore chat just because chat is so busy, and I just come up for air every 30 minutes, and I look to see if there's any messages waiting, and people are just going to have to deal with my instant message but not instant response. Who's saying who cares?
I just wanted to see if your radio was duplex.
Yes, it is. Go ahead.
I just wanted to, you know, I'm getting out of work. W-A-D-A-B. You guys talking about how many monitors you need? Yeah, most people in my work have two, but I only got one. And they say, so they say I don't need two, but actually I do.
I think two is pretty standard nowadays. I'd be
I'll be saying, why don't I need to?
I technically have two. I use the laptop display, and then I use the, you know, the big monitor. Laptop display, I just put the stuff I don't care about over on that screen.
Well, there's a few emails that I have to monitor at all times, like parts, you know, parts crossing and repair capability. I'm always switching from my, you know, my operating system back and forth to email. I need at least one with just the email on it, and the other one with my repair report stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Email is always a dedicated screen if you're trying to actually, you know, if you're not focused on something and you have the monitor, email's always got a dedicated screen.
That just needs more work.
Well, I don't want to be on the email list. I'm on like three different email lists on top of my regular email list, and for a while, if I just clicked on the email to look at it, to bring it full screen, it would say that it was read, and then it would, like, disappear after everybody. There's like six recipients to this group, and for a while, every time I'd click on an email, it would, like, disappear off the other people's screen, and they had to fix that.
I think all of you guys work in an office all the time.
So what's little Missy Jenkins from Armada going to do if you're working in office?
Is that me?
No, it's the KJO out there. I'd die laughing if there really was a Missy Jenkins who lived in Armada that was a barrel racer. That'd be funny.
No, you're close. I've been on a horse, but not that much. My daughter's the equestrian, and I live in Memphis. But no, I drive 90% of my job. That's why I only have a laptop. I don't get I don't get all the multiple screens. No, so there's sometimes I can use them.
Speaking of multiple screens, I have four 27-inch monitors. If anyone's interested.
Only time I ever see those is on my camera systems.
I think that's what I got at home. I got one, either it's a 26, 27, or 28, I don't know. I think it's a, do they make a 26 and a 7 and an 8? I don't know, I make one of those. Anyhow, it's between 26 and 28.
They're typically a 22, a 24, a 27, a 32, or a, I think they go up to a 42 or 48, I can't remember. Once that's when you start getting into the weird aspect ratios, the big widescreen ones like Samsung.
Well, 9 times out of 10, it's in the model number of the display. Like if it's a 24C317, it's usually, you know, the size is usually right in the part number of the monitor, usually.
That is correct. That's one of my favorite ways to keep tabs of inventory and what I need to buy, because monitors generally just tell you what they are.
And my question, guys, is do you have a preferred brand of monitor that works best? I think, we use like NEC, and I forgot what the other one that we use, KJKJO.
Oh, I got two monitors, and they both work flawless. I'm going to say that the one up north is a 24, and the one at home is a 27. But I forget what brand. I think one's an Acer, maybe. And the other one is, the high-end brand, I forget. If you mention a few names, they would ring a bell. It's not Samsung, though. They make usually just monitors.
Hey, I was thinking about it. I have was never intended for work. It was my Xbox and PC monitor. But I've been buying a ton of Lenovo stuff for the office, and so far extremely happy with it. And then, yeah, you really can't go wrong with Dell.
Everything we got at work is Dell. I'm pretty sure it's a ViewSonic. The one I got at home is a ViewSonic, and I don't notice any difference between that and the Acer one I have up north. But yeah, we have all Dell stuff at work. Those little, they're kind of a smaller, they're not a mini PC, but they're like a smaller, you know what I'm talking about, the smaller, it's not a full-size tower.
Yeah, like an Optiplex, like, I don't know, like a small form factor, not a thin client, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's an i5. It's a pretty fast machine. I had an i3, and then I went up and upgraded me to an i5. It didn't really make any difference. I couldn't notice any difference. But the program that we run, our operating system, it's really slow, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're talking about those little desktops, right about the size of a small iPad, I guess you could say. Not much to it. An SSD. I think those are Optiplex, and I think that's what we use as i5s, but it's just a small little workstation.
Now, this one would be about the size of a very thick old phone book. Like I said, it is an Optiplex, but it's not the really small one. And like I said, it's like the size of a VCR, maybe, or a very large phone book, which they don't mail anymore. We even got I don't know when they stopped sending mail phone books, but probably a few years ago.
Well, they're good little machines. We've been buying, they make these, it's called a Lenovo ThinkCenter E3, so it's a tiny E3. It's a tiny, tiny desktop PC, and they make these specialized monitors that it slides into the back of it. So you have one cable, one big 300-watt power supply that powers the monitor and the dock that's all attached together. It'll run the PC, and then all you have to do is plug in another monitor. And that's what we've been deploying as workstations, and it's pretty cool because there's less cables and less crap on your desk, and you can get them pretty specced out.
Ours still have the optical drives, but so they're not super new. I think the super new ones don't even have optical drives in them. I mean, we really don't need a CD-ROM in those. If you think about it, everything that's installed, they install over the net, and we don't need anything to install anything with a CD, so really don't need a CD anymore.
Don't need a CD or a DVD drive unless you wipe out a recycled laptop that doesn't have that capability. Did that with two of them, touchscreen monitors, and then, you know, touchscreen laptop. With the biometrics and a card reader installed, that thing was a pain to wipe out and reinstall.
If it's got a USB drive, you can go into the BIOS and change the storage RAID, and then you can boot to that. You can actually burn a Windows 11 Pro image to a USB and ISO, and you can boot to that. And that generally should be pretty straightforward, as long as you can get into BIOS, though.
Yeah, I got into BIOS, and it's somehow set up for legacy hardware for the DVD, so it can see it. Because I'm with the UFEI. It took a little bit of tinkering, but I got it to work, and I have a Windows 10 DVD. I put it in there since it was a Dell. It just loaded the OS like nothing. I mean, it's put in a product key, and it works like a champ. It is fast.
I think they got away with, I don't know if you remember, but before Windows 10, I think they, Windows 7, they would put stickers with product keys on the box itself, but now it's all like BIOS embedded with a product key. So you should never have to type one in again.
It's already set up because, like you said, you know, the product key is in the CPU serial number, I'm assuming, but no, I've never had to do that, never had to activate it, never had to type in a key, and probably 7 years.
Sorry if I stepped on somebody there. Thank you, KTKDO.
Nope, I don't think you did, WADAP. No, I was just saying that a few years ago I upgraded all my PCs to solid state, and then I just downloaded the image from the Windows Microsoft site, put it on a thumb drive, stuck it in there, and it just installed. Didn't have to enter in a key or anything. Didn't have to activate nothing, just really quick. Anywho, I'm home. Catch you guys later, WADAP.
Have a good one, Eric.
73. Take it easy, Eric. Yep, I'm rolling up here too. Finally, it's been a long one. So it's good talking to you, boys. I'll catch up with you later. N8BBF.
Have a good one, 73. KCKJO.